9/11 is a defining day for generations of Americans who remember vividly where they were when the Twin Towers fell. But today's students were born years after the terrorist attacks. From WFYI's Education Desk, reporter Dylan Piers McCoy spoke with an Indiana history teacher about how he revisits 9/11 with high schoolers. Bob DeRuntz has taught U.S. and world history at Chesterton High School for 27 years.
Let's go all the way back to 9/11. What was that day like for you as a teacher?
That day started that morning when a teacher who teaches next to me stuck her head in the classroom and she told me to turn on the television. So I turned on the TV and we all saw one of the Twin Towers was already, you know, a raging inferno. One of the planes had already struck. So much like everybody else in the country, we didn't know if it was an accident. And then we all watched together live as that second plane flew into the second tower. And it was one of those days, you know, I didn't teach another thing all day. You know, we thought about sending the students home, but for the young kids, there was nobody home there to receive them. So students stayed in school, and all day I didn't teach another thing as they went from class to class and we watched.
How did you discuss 9/11 in your history class in the years immediately after the attack? Is it something that you taught?
You know, for years I didn't. I simply didn't teach 9/11 because we all lived it together. But I came to realize at one point that my students were too young. You know, after years, 4, 5, 6 years went by, I began to realize that they were in elementary school when 9/11 happened. And they certainly weren't sitting in third or fourth grade watching this live on TV. Now I get to this point, my students weren't even alive on 9/11. So as we watch the events unfold in Afghanistan and our withdrawal from Afghanistan, they don't have those connections as to why we went into Afghanistan because of 9/11.
United Flight 93 was hijacked on 9/11, and after passengers attempted to regain control of it, it crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. One of those passengers was Todd Beamer, who was on the phone, and his last recorded words were, "Let's roll." You mentioned you have a plaque of those words on your wall. Do they have significance for your students?
I have a great deal of historical memorabilia in my classroom. So it's a rather small American flag that's framed with the words, "Let's roll," on it. And I had a student come to class and pointed at the wall and asked me about those words, "Let's roll." And I remember standing there sort of stunned that he didn't know what that was in reference to. You know, so many people go to Todd Beamer's name at the memorial because they associate him with those events of the day. And when I realized that my students don't even recognize his name, let alone that term, I knew that I needed to go into a much greater deal of detail about 9/11 in my classes. So in my class now, I spend 2 days teaching it and discussing it, and I show a video from National Geographic called Zero Hour, and it breaks 9/11 down almost by the minute in some cases. And it's very graphic, it's very real, it's very raw, and the kids see things they've never seen before. But you can't understand and appreciate the pain of 9/11 unless you relive it in a way.
Why is it important for students now to understand the emotional experience of going through 9/11?
Because they have to understand the emotional connection that Americans have with that day. Because be it the invasion of Afghanistan or the Patriot Act or the TSA and the extent to what we have to do when we take a flight today to, you know, tenuous connections for the justification of the invasion of Iraq. You know, none of this makes any sense unless you know why Americans were in such a painful place where that fear of 9/11 turned into rage for vengeance afterwards. That you can't understand any of that unless you have that emotional connection with that awful day.